Father, we're so grateful for the name of Jesus. And we come in that name and we come praising Him and thanking Him and glorying in Him and loving in Him and having peace in Him and have complete rest in Him. And we rejoice and give thanks and we are grateful for the Lamb of God. And thank you, Lord, how you just shower your love upon us this morning, God. It's thick and it's raining. And oh, how wonderful to drink of the cup of salvation. Lord, let us be attentive to you today. God, captivate every thought of every life here this morning. Lord, let us just look upon the beautiful face of Jesus Christ. God, let your word just shine and magnify in our hearts. God, growing us up, Lord, causing us to rise up this morning, God. Understanding, Lord, the things that are happening in this life are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Now, Lord, let us take hold of this by faith. Let us believe your word, Lord God, in the greatness of the glory that you are building in your saints, Lord Jesus. God, to even have us someday descending, oh my goodness, as the beautiful adorned city, having the glory of God. Lord, let us know that she is receiving it right now. And Lord, it's only in the growth of you, in us, by your spirit, by your power, by your might. Thank you for the undying love of God. May we magnify your beauty today. May we rejoice in you. May the mind of Christ be in us. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Open your Bibles today. We're going to Hebrews chapter 11. That's Hebrews chapter 11. And what a wonderful, wonderful chapter that is. Like to just stay here the rest of the time and read it, but we'll read from the 8th through the 10th verse this morning. By faith, Abraham. You'll notice it's going to always be by faith. You got to believe by God's grace, receive that grace for it to work effectually. And boy, did it work effectually in this dear brother and his family. But by faith, Abraham, when he was called, and you've been called, to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out. Now get this. Not knowing whither he went. That makes me feel good this morning. And I am confident all of you as well too. If you think that you know where you're going, you're in trouble. You need to be as Abraham. I know where I'm going to get to someday by God's grace. But he went out. And he didn't know where he was going. But he knew one thing. He was called. And so he obeyed. And he took off in a strange land. I love this. Read this for yourself. This is you. This is you. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise. He waited there as in a strange country. I live in a strange country. How about you? It's getting stranger every day. Election time really makes it strange, but never mind that. Okay. Dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked, see, here it is, here it is. He looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And today, brothers and sisters, by God's grace, Lord, set our eyes on the everlasting. Set our affections on the things that are eternal. The Holy Spirit set my heart so much with this brother here on the waiting, the patient waiting of God, and specifically in the long suffering. And it is, brothers and sisters. Now, I'm going to tell you, maybe I'm just going to rat on myself this morning, but I'm sure many of you have been there. Have you not scurried the Word of God to find the words short suffering? Lord, I'm just looking for short suffering. Intermediate? Kind of long. You're not going to find it. Give up. Because God's after something. He's after something in our lives. And it's the same for each and every one of us. I can assure you. It's that we finish with a full joy. A complete joy. Nothing less than a joy unspeakable and full of glory. And it's a race. And God specifically tells us that we're running in a race. And we don't run frivolously. We don't run as one who beats the air. We run specifically. We run targeted. There's a mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, brothers and sisters. And the fuel for us to run, brothers and sisters, if you will, is patience. It is. It's patience. Because by His grace, we run with patience. And you know what works patience? Get them fingers out of your ears. Tribulation. The fuel that you need to receive to run the race to win Christ, to finish with a full joy. Tribulation. Long suffering, brothers and sisters, works patience. But you look at this scripture that we just read here, and you look at this brother where God puts him and where God has put you in order to inherit the promise. The promise. You have the calling. Now God wants you to grow into that full promise. He wants you to have everything that is rightfully yours. Praise God. I'm so thankful. We are fighting the good fight of faith. We're not fighting to get by God's grace. We're just fighting by God's grace to stand in it. He's already given it. He's already blessed it to you. But praise His name. How immense. And He says, walk all through it. Here it is. Here is your promise. Now, are you walking through this? Are you just going to take bits and pieces and say, well, I really don't have time for this or that? Let me tell you something. You want to put all the time that you have by God's grace into this word, letting it growing effectually in you. It will transform you, as the word of God says, from glory to glory, even into the very image of Jesus Christ Himself. It's amazing. It's fantastic what He wants to bring into your life. It's not just for the person on the fourth row in the third section of the second pew. It's for all of us. He said, I would that all men be saved. See, God's not a respecter of person. God reveals Himself in nature. He's crying out. His Son died for the sin of all men. All men. I don't care how wicked you think your neighbor is. He died for that one. Or how wicked someone is in some other religion or something of that nature. God loves man. God loves man. God hates sin, but He loves man. And let me tell you something. We were all born in sin and shapen in iniquity, and it took God to touch your life, honey, and honey, and honey, and honey. You were dead without Him. There's none that do righteous. There's no, not one. There's none that could do good. There's none that cometh after me or follows me. They must be called. They must be drawn. God saw you had a heart in ages past. And here's the path and here's the plan, just like this brother. And here it is. Listen to it. This is exciting. The promise for you, a strange land. The promise for you, not knowing whither you go. And you don't like that. And I don't like that, because you know why? It doesn't feel comfortable to this flesh. Let's be honest. God, I gotta know. I don't understand this. Peter went through that a long time, didn't he? And then the Lord had to set him, even amongst his brothers. And it was so wonderful how He did that. And He was doing it loving. He said, Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, man, you know, Lord, I love you. You know it. Hey, Peter, do you love me? That second time, that had to hit him, huh? First time he thought, wow, He was just wanting me to confess that I love the Lord in front of my family here. And wait a second, what are you doing? And then it was, Peter, do you love me? Peter realized, I really believe it at that time, that his love, his own natural love, could never get it done. You know, all Peter's love could do was deny the Lord and say, oh, I never knew Him. But there was something that touched Peter's heart at that moment that finally got him to humble himself before the Lord and say, Lord, the only reason I love You is because You, Lord, You know. You know why You know, Lord? Because You gave me this heart. You know why You know, Lord? Because You gave me this faith. You know why you know, Lord? It's because you brought me here this morning and set me in this pew. It had nothing to do with my goodness, but everything and only to do with your love. Now you're going to get somewhere with God in that. You know why I've been just explaining to you? Grace. Grace. God's ability is grace. God's enabling is grace. But the beautiful thing about grace is he said that we would always have it. And it's our all sufficiency in everything. All the time to superabound to every good work. Because he's not a respecter of person. Because I would that all men be saved and come to a full, exact, complete, intimate knowledge of me. Amen. Good stuff. But see, he knew not where he was going. And you know what? On the surface, he didn't even understand specifically why he was going through the things that he went through. You know, Abraham got into some very tough situations. How would you like to know that we're going to die here and I've got this beautiful wife? It's my sister. And then to see your wife go to be with the king. But in God's faithfulness, always bringing her back. You take her back. This is your wife. Go read the story. It's awesome. But brothers and sisters, here you go. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Still don't get it? Let's go over to Jeremiah 10, 23. It is not, listen, it is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Do you get it? See, you don't know a thing, but God knows everything. And he does, brothers and sisters. It cries out to us to wait upon God. See, God is looking for patience. Patience is God's treasure. And patience in us is a sweet-smelling sacrifice to God. He loves it. It sends up an aroma to him that he is so thankful that we are confident and waiting upon him because patience is the evidence of faith. It is. Lord, I'm willing to wait on you. I'm not going to say it's joyous for the moment. Let's be honest. I love Brother Paul. He told it like it was. The Holy Spirit did that in him. He wasn't trying to sugarcoat anything. There's long suffering, and it's all the time. If we want to reign with him, everybody loves that. Reign, reign, reign. Yeah, you got to suffer with him. Yeah. Well, how do I do that? You just be still, and he'll bring it on. You don't need to try. Believe it or not, we do not want any of the... never mind. That would take us on a whole different thing. Just receive joint sufferings with Christ. For his sake, praise be to God. Now, brothers and sisters, even though we have this patience in suffering, we understand, he gives us great consolation. Matter of fact, he gives us something that completely comforts us in even the most grievous times of waiting and suffering, and that is hope. And God willing, tonight we're going on to Paul's aboundings, and can you imagine? Honestly, we're going to abound in hope tonight. We're going to abound in hope this morning. I pray to God we're abounding in hope all the time. Because that's what this is, brothers and sisters. Hope is believing God, and hope abides and waits on God's faithfulness. And even though we wait upon the Lord for things to be revealed in our lives, and we do, we wait upon him, brothers and sisters. Waiting patiently in faith, though, it makes those things mine now. See, abiding in hope, even though we are physically still in the furnace, I'm already enjoying and rejoicing. Lord, you've already made the way of escape. Amen. And that's the truth, and you know it. Faith is immediate. But faith sees the finish. Faith sees that the way of escape has already been made. Faith sees and realizes it's not living in denial. Faith says very clearly, this is not joyous for the moment. Suffering hurts. It sometimes tears your heart apart. But we know we don't suffer as them that don't have hope. Because you know what? We've got an abundance of hope. Because we have the Word of God that works for us and in us every single moment. And even when we believe not the beauty of God, he abides faithful. Isn't that awesome? How many times and time again I have given up hope, but yet hope never gave me up. And hope is always there, and he comforts me, and he hugs me, and he holds me, and he says, honey, quit thrashing around. I have this. Time and time again, he smiles at me, and he says, oh, I got this one. Watch me. Watch me. Just wait. If you'll wait, it's going to be so awesome. And I'm going to give you the power to wait. I'm going to give you this patience to wait, because you're going to see the joy, and you're going to see the love in waiting on me, honey. Oh, gosh. God help us to receive these things. Looking into the everlasting, brothers and sisters. Guys.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to get on the brothers. But this word is the everlasting. The everlasting is as Abraham would look into the eyes of God. He would look through those eyes. He saw his escape. He realized by God's grace that as we look into the eyes of the everlasting, every heartache is met with a perfect peace and a perfect rest. Because see, brothers and sisters, we know that God's will, God's word, will come to pass. It's coming to pass. It's just a matter of time. Amen? Amen. We know these things. We know these things. See, Abraham never got discouraged as he looked for a city with foundations whose builder and maker is God. Amen. You look at that story of that brother's life through all of the mistakes, and he had a lot of them. Through all the fears, and he had a lot of them. Through all of the folly, and he had a lot of them. God always and forever abided faithful and loving and true. He never left him. He never forsook him. Always. See, we let patience have her perfect work, brothers and sisters, and it will be the mother lode. But we need to understand that this work of patience is going on in each one of our lives, and it's in every single part of our lives, isn't it? Isn't it? It is, whether you think so or not. How many times over and over I've tried to force things, tried to jam it through. Oh, brother, you just got to kick that door down. No, he opens the door. He does. All you're going to do is hurt your head. And see, he's faithful and he's loving. He'll keep you from yourself. Now, there's times God will just allow it. But praise the Lord, his love has stopped me over and over. Kept me out of things that I knew I was going to do. But there was hope. Never left me. Said, honey, no, that's going to stop right now. Boom. So you don't realize, brothers and sisters, the things that you think that maybe have hurt your life, harmed your life, things that maybe seem to others that have been horrible events, physically, financially, all of those things. You don't realize what God has kept you from. I want to trust God for you, and I want to trust God for me. Is he a righteous God and a loving God or not? I'm a daddy, and I can't imagine I wouldn't do anything for my kids that wouldn't be good for them. But you know what? This daddy can make mistakes. Even as much as I love him, I can make mistakes. But I got a father, and you got a father, that he can't make a mistake. He's called perfect. He's called loving always. And he's got a plan, and it's a perfect plan, brothers and sisters. And as we rely on him and trust in that plan and understand we're in this land of promise, this is where we're inheriting it right now. Each and every one of us, brothers and sisters, it's okay that we wither not where we go, that we don't know. That's a good place to be. Because I think I read in the Word of God, when I'm weak, then he is strong. When I am completely weak, then the very power of Christ rests upon me. Do you want to feel strong, or do you want Christ to be strong? Now be honest with yourself. I pray it's Christ. And it's going to be strange. And it's not going to feel natural. But that's what faith is called supernatural. Amen. It's the end game, brothers and sisters. It's the end game. Praise God. Now, we are in a constant battle for patience in this life. You think about this. Not only has God put us in a world that has nothing to do with patience, we happen to be in the most impatient country of all time. Amen? Amen. It is true. We don't even like soccer. John, we're getting there though, brother. All right. I'm enjoying it. I got a son who's playing it. See, God knows what he's doing. But you think about it, it takes patience. And it does. But brothers and sisters, he's put us in a place where immediate gratification is our motto and it's our way of life. Whether it's get rich quick or lose weight quick, huh? Or let's fix our economy quick. It's all about quick because we can't get away from it when we go by feeling. We can't. This is who we are apart from God. And isn't it amazing that God has put us in a place where we can only run with patience, but yet it's so contrary, it's so absolutely opposed to what, again, is of God. It is just to show his faithfulness and his greatness. He can put us in this place, brothers and sisters, and bring forth a glory in us. Oh my goodness. It's amazing. It is amazing. And it's sweet. It really is. Because see, we see it's just like Abraham. See, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's put us in a strange land. He's put us in a place where we don't know where we are going. But we know fully well that by faith, we are just passing through. Amen? See, that's the beauty of it. I understand, Lord, this isn't my dwelling place. I got a tent. It goes here, it goes there. It doesn't matter where it goes, but it's just going. I've got heaven awaiting. Hallelujah, I've got a mansion. It's not prepared with hands. It was with the voice of the Lord. And he's been preparing it for me ever since he went to the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah, this is awesome. This is really what it is. It truly is. It's about you being with Jesus Christ. And hallelujah, what you're building by God's grace, what you're receiving by God's grace. The word of his grace builds us up and gives us an inheritance. Can you imagine? You've been blessed with all things in Christ. We already know this. But how immense it's becoming. And brothers and sisters, this is where we're receiving it. All of that glory of what's to come. Oh my goodness. God help us, truly. This is so impressed upon my own life and for you too. Get your eyes on the eternal things. Set not your affections on the things of this life. I glory in what the Lord's doing. This world is blowing apart. It is in complete chaos. But we are in perfect peace as we lay hold of the hope. And we abound in the hope.